Hello and welcome to another edition of The Debate. I'm Kavitha Fahey. More violations of Palestinian rights. Israeli forces have arrested a Palestinian boy for allegedly throwing a stone at Israeli soldiers. The boy, only 5 years old. The incident happened in the city of Hebron or Al-Khalil in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli army has said the boy had endangered passersby. The detention of a five-year-old innocent boy is not an isolated case involving the violation of Palestinian rights. It's a long list of such violations, such as the siege on the Gaza Strip since 2007, arbitrary abduction and arrest of Palestinians, destruction of their homes, to name just a few. Why the international community is inactive in the face of these violations? What would be the reaction of the United States and the EU if a five-year-old boy had been arrested anywhere else other than Israel? Just some of the questions we're going to be asking in this edition of The Debate.
These are images of Israeli forces' latest violations of Palestinian rights in the occupied territories. The video, which was taken and aired by a human rights organization, shows Israeli forces arresting 5-year-old Wadi Maswadeh. The Israeli army accuses the little boy of throwing stones at soldiers in the West Bank city of Hebron al-Khalil, a charge that Wadi denies.
I saw a dog and threw a stone at it. Then a settler left his car and called the soldiers. They came towards me and they called my father, and my father's friend was here. And he asked my father to come, and my father came.
The boy is later shown with his blindfolded father.
I came to the house and found around 8 soldiers in the house, and my boy was hiding inside the closet. I brought him out and then asked them what they wanted from my boy. They told me they wanted to take us to the police. We went to the police, but instead of taking us to a police station, they took us to their offices here. They wanted to put chains on the boy's hands. I told them, you can't do that. They said, we will put chains on your hands. They put chains on my hands and covered my eyes.
The father and the son were finally handed over to Palestinian police. The Israeli army claimed that the child was posing a threat, but he was not arrested or charged with any crimes, a claim flatly rejected by rights activists.
It's completely illegal to detain or question a little boy. Anyone under the age of 12 does not have criminal responsibility for his or her actions. The authorities have to find other ways to deal with kids throwing stones under the age of criminal responsibility.
Here's a look at Israel's record of constantly breaching rights of Palestinians. In 2006, after the Hamas resistance movement took over power in Gaza, Tel Aviv imposed a land, sea, and air blockade on the region. The siege and the sanctions have crippled Gaza's economy, causing serious humanitarian crisis in the Strip. In 2009, Israel conducted a war in Gaza. Over 1,400 Palestinians, many of them women and children, were killed in the aggression. In May 2010, Israeli commandos raided a flotilla of international activists who were trying to break the Israeli siege of Gaza. The attack, which occurred in international waters, left 9 Turkish citizens dead and many more wounded. In 2012, Israel launched another war in Gaza, which lasted for 8 days and ended after Tel Aviv faced fierce Palestinian resistance. Many civilians, including women and children, were again killed in the offensive. Now the arrest of the 5-year-old boy shows that in the absence of international will and lack of cooperation from Western and Arab countries, Tel Aviv has found that there is no red line when it comes to violating the rights of Palestinians.
Let's get this debate going. Let me introduce our guests. Investigative journalist Lee Kaplan joins us from Berkeley, California, and founding member of the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance, Dr. Kevin Barrett, who joins us from Wisconsin. Gentlemen, welcome. Lee Kaplan, let me start with you. A 5-year-old Palestinian boy has been detained by Israeli police. The boy said he was throwing a stone at a dog. The army says the boy's stone throwing endangered passersby. Do you think that they should have arrested this 5-year-old boy?
First of all, you don't have the story correct. He wasn't throwing rocks at a dog, and he wasn't throwing rocks at Israeli soldiers. He was throwing rocks at automobiles. Now, let me show you a picture here of an Israeli father of 24 and his 1-year-old baby who were killed by Palestinians throwing rocks at cars in the West Bank and in the Palestinian Authority. And this is something that goes on every day there. The boy was not arrested or incarcerated. A lot of this was a story which was put out by B'Tselem, which is an anarchist communist organization in Israel that's funded by the EU. and they put out propaganda tales against Israel to demonize the Jewish state. So it's not a credible story. What the soldiers did do is they took the boy home to his parents and told them what happened, and they had the boy turned over to the Palestinian police, who took the boy in custody for throwing rocks. Now, I want to show you something here. I don't know if you can see it on the camera, but even children's television programs there in the Palestinian Authority exhort children to throw stones at Jews and to kill Jews. This particular cartoon says, "Let your stone pour out blood." This is the kind of fare that the Palestinians show their children every day. Here's a picture of Hamas in Gaza with a child being encouraged to be a suicide bomber. So let's clarify something when it's a propaganda tale, and not try to change the story from what the reality is. The boy was throwing rocks at a car. All right, he's 5 years old. So the soldiers, which, by the way, the Israeli military investigated, found out that the soldiers acted completely responsibly and properly. They took the boy home to his parents' house. His parents, instead of disciplining him, were arguing with the soldiers and giving them a hard time. So the soldiers took them to the Palestinian police station to deal with this situation.
Okay.
Now, I can tell you that throwing stones at Jews or anyone else is not conducive to peace.
Well, the reasons behind that is many, but you had many props there. Let me remind you of one of the props that wasn't very entertained around the world in a very negative light, and that was that T-shirt, if you remember, during the 2008 war. I don't know if you recall that, Israeli soldiers with the T-shirts that had a pregnant Palestinian woman.
You're talking about the
war. Yes,
yeah, you're talking about
war.
The one-shot, no, one-kill. Well,
you brought up props. I just want there to be a reminder of the T-shirt that had the picture of a pregnant Palestinian woman, of which Israeli soldiers paraded,
right,
and said,
and that,
two
and
for
that,
the price
and
of one.
Let me get a reaction
from Dr. Kevin Barrett regarding what you have said, Lee Kaplan. Dr. Barrett, you heard some of the statements there made, saying that
B'Tselem
was behind this, which many of the wires actually came out with this piece of news. But your reaction, please.
Well, I'm sure that Lee Kaplan is familiar with the One Shot, Two Kills T-shirt, which shows a Palestinian woman pregnant with a target on her belly. This is commonly worn by IDF soldiers, and I'm sure Lee probably has two or three of them in his wardrobe. What you just heard from Lee Kaplan is the most outrageous kind of nonsense, but then I shouldn't say that because we hear the same kind of outrageous nonsense constantly. A bunch of regurgitated Zionist talking points. I'm sure he's having it scripted for him. He tells us that this story
about this five-year-old boy who was arrested
by Israeli soldiers for allegedly throwing a stone at a dog, he says that it comes from a communist anarchist group that is funded by the European Union, the EU. This is so ridiculous. Who is scripting this in Tel Aviv at the propaganda ministry?
Mr. Barrett, you're so ignorant
about
this stuff.
They don't fund anarchist communist groups. Lee, let me speak, please. Let me speak.
Mr. Barrett, you're a continual anti-Semite.
In the past decade, more than 7,000 Palestinian children have been arrested and brutally treated by the Israelis. The United Nations says that there's no other country in the world that systematically mistreats and brutalizes children the way the Israelis do. Now, they will actually put 14-year-olds in jail for 30 years. They will give them up to 30-year sentences. And these kids are mostly kids who are just walking in the street. These are the same kids who are being shot down by Israeli soldiers. Another study by British Medical Journal came out about 10 years ago. It said that more than 600 innocent Palestinian children had been targeted by Israeli snipers in uniform and shot dead during the period that they looked at. And if we extended that period, it would be a lot more than 600. So we have a nation here that
these
is systematically brutalizing
figures.
Children both by arresting and torturing them in a way that no other country does, according to the United Nations, and actually slaughtering them. I have friends here in Madison, Wisconsin, who witnessed Palestinian children being shot dead as they walked on sidewalks and played in schoolyards by Israeli snipers. And these were people who were sympathetic to Israel when they went over there. These were Jewish left-wing peacenik type people from Madison, Wisconsin. And they came back horrified, having witnessed the systematic hunting for pleasure of Palestinian children by Israeli soldiers. So Lee Kaplan, go back and get some better talking points.
Okay, Lee Kaplan, go ahead.
Mr. Barrett is involved with the International Solidarity Movement, which fabricates these lies and tales about children being killed and persecuted by the Israeli military. The fact of the matter is, Israel is a Western country, it's a democracy, and they
British
run
Medical
by rule
Journal,
of law, and they are
sir.
Very strict. Don't interrupt me, because I won't tolerate your lies. The fact of the matter is, the Israeli government, generally when it comes to children especially, usually will not do anything with children under 12 years of age. And there are children, what you call children,
so Lee,
who are 16
years old, who are
suicide
bombers. So, can you interrupt me, but I can't interrupt you? Is that the ground rules here?
That's right. You can't interrupt me because you lie and you tell stories about Israel and atrocities which don't exist. Okay, you belong to the ISM in the United States. You're as big an enemy to
British,
the United
British
States
Medical
as
Journal
you are
is
to
one
Israel.
Of the most highly rated medical journals in the world. And British Medical Journal certified
they have
the murder of 600 children by Israeli snipers.
They,
one of the
they
top
have
medical
a,
journals
have,
in the world in the UK.
Well, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that report, Mr. Barrett, because you constantly cite things which aren't true.
You can
You've
see
done
it. Just go on the internet and Google it. You can read
well,
the
let me
article.
Ask you, let me come in here and ask you, Lee Kaplan, what do you
says,
have against
it says
the international
that the majority
solidarity
of the children
movement?
Were shot dead without posing any threat?
Right. Dr. Barrett, let's ask Lee Kaplan this question. Lee Kaplan, what do you have against international solidarity movements? I mean, I'm looking at their guidelines here, Palestinian led. They say nonviolent in their actions. They're standing for the Palestinian cause. What is wrong with that?
They actually are human shields for the terrorist organizations. Zuwaida Araft, who was a co-founder of the ISM, has admitted publicly and wrote the Washington Post in the United States that they cooperate and work with Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and the PFLP, which are terrorist groups. I have gone undercover at their training sessions. I have gotten over 200 or 300 of them deported from Israel with information I provided the Israelis about them. The fact of the matter is, the International Solidarity Movement is a front for the terrorist groups. They are human shields for the terrorist groups. And Mr. Barrett is one of their members. And the fact is, the U.S. government right now is investigating them in Wisconsin for providing safe houses
I think that's great.
For terrorist
Dr. Barrett,
organizations.
Don't you agree that that's a good thing if they're being investigated? Because Lee Kaplan, as an investigative journalist, I would think that this is just a weekly report based on 4th of July through the 10th of July. This is what we're looking at, excessive force against peaceful protesters in the occupied West Bank. I would think as an investigative journalist, Lee Kaplan, you would know.
They are not
four
they
protesters
are not
were wounded.
They are not
we have 58 incursions into Palestinian communities. 62 Palestinian civilians, including 3 children, were arrested. You have the dozens of checkpoints, new ones in the occupied West Bank. 12 Palestinian civilians, including a child,
That's
were arrested
right.
at checkpoints.
Let me ask you, and do the Palestinians shoot missiles into Israel from Gaza? Do they fire missiles? Do they engage in terrorism? You made a false claim that Gaza is under siege and that it's suffering. Israel provides Gaza with food to feed its people. The economy in Gaza is booming. There are new hotels. There are luxury buildings. Everything is going fine. The fact is, the Israelis do control the borders by sea because the Hamas were importing weapons, mainly from Iran, which go to make missiles to shoot into Israel. These are convenient facts that you leave out. You try to suggest that the Israelis are persecuting. You know, the Israelis provide 70% of the
Lee
money
Kaplan,
to create a Palestinian state.
International law says that Palestinians have the right to defend themselves against occupation.
But the fact that you talk about Gaza in
Kevin
such a
Barrett,
way...
Kevin Barrett, you are not an international... Kevin Barrett, you're an international... You're not an international lawyer, and you don't know international law. And the fact is, international law, they also try to say that suicide bombings and terrorism are legitimate resistance, and that's also not an international law. And the fact is, Kevin Barrett likes to shoot his mouth off and talk about what's legal in international law. He's not an international lawyer. He's not an
international
attorney. He's a propagandist.
People do have the right to resist occupation by using military tactics.
Well, let's try to separate fact from fiction. That is not a legal thing by international law.
Let's try to separate fact from fiction.
Richard
you talked about the Gaza Strip, of which there's such shortages in that territory where that's pretty much called an open air prison based on this 1.5 million people that are restricted in terms of what's going in there.
Pure propaganda.
But aside from the Gaza Strip.
That is pure propaganda.
Why is that propaganda?
That is pure propaganda. The fact of the matter
otherwise.
Is.
Or let's even look at the occupied territories, which is freer than the Gaza Strip. We're looking at the water grab that's called by Israel.
Pure propaganda and lies.
500,000 Jewish settlers consume approximately 6 times the amount of water used by the 2.5 million Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. That means that Israel has claimed up to 89% of this underground aquifer.
There are 500,000 Jewish settlers in the West Bank. You just made a statement about the number of settlers in the West Bank. There are not 500,000 settlers in the West Bank. Mr. Barrett, you're not an international attorney. You're a propagandist. You're a liar. And the fact of the matter is, thank goodness at least the Press TV has me on the show to point out that you're a liar. And you just admitted you're a Mossad agent who goes undercover
and infiltrates the international solidarity groups. But obviously you don't know anything about
those
groups.
Okay, well, there's another example of your lies, Mr.
Barrett. Here in Wisconsin,
I'm not a Mossad agent.
So you better send your Mossad friends to infiltrate the groups here and get a better head count.
Quick time out, gentlemen. Thank you for that. Let's take a quick time out. I'm sorry to jump in because we had a lot of your comments on the subject.
I'd like to speak.
Of course,
like
it's a very heated subject, which has been going on for quite some time. We're going to take a listen to some of the viewer comments as posted on our Facebook page.
Israel has the support of the United States of America, who has given her the license to kill any number of Muslims as she can anywhere in the world. Palestine is a playing field of Israel, where she has let loose the reign of terror on the Palestinians. Detention of a 5-year-old innocent boy is not a solitary case. There are hundreds of thousands of such cases. Israel is a butcher of Palestinians.
That's just one of the Facebook pages or comments that we received from our viewers. Lee Kaplan, I'm very interested to find out why, if there's such an overwhelming number of cases that's being reported based on different violations that take place, and I'm sure you're aware of them, in terms of the occupation of occupied territories, that you are given the picture that that is not exactly the case. You're putting Palestinians as being, what,
because
terrorists?
Clarify
that for us. Give us as investigative journalists, obviously there are violations that are taking place. Give us an idea.
Your Mahmoud Abbas has stated that whatever happens in negotiations, that they're going to take all of Israel back. The Palestinian Authority has a law on the books which meets out a death sentence to anybody who sells land to a Jew. The Palestinians like to accuse Israel of being an apartheid state when it's actually the opposite, because the Palestinians insist that a Palestinian state has to be Jew-free. And the fact of the matter is that there are terrorist attacks. We had the terrorist attack in Itamar. We had an entire family, a religious family, a rabbi and a baby and a mother and small children wiped out by the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. The terrorist attacks on Israelis are unremitting. Now, when you want to say all these negative things about Israel and claim that Israel commits atrocities against Palestinians, this is the same propaganda that the Nazis used, for example, when they went to invade Poland. They suggested there were all kinds of atrocities by the Poles against Germans. This is the same thing that's going on today.
Okay.
And you know
first
something?
All,
this is not to the advantage of the Palestinian people.
No, we're trying to get an accurate picture. First of all, Mahmoud Abbas doesn't
belong to us.
Mahmoud Abbas is in no way belonging to us from the PA, as you said, you're Mahmoud Abbas, Lee Kaplan. But Dr. Barrett, you heard what Lee Kaplan said. And I'm trying to give a balanced view through you as our guests. Lee Kaplan, I tried with you. Dr. Barrett, tell us what is going on regarding the violations in the occupied territories. Give us an even-handed account.
An even-handed account from Kevin
Dr. Barrett?
Right, well, any
Please.
Even-handed account would point out that Israel is illegally occupying Palestinian territory. that it seized, you know, everyone in the world admits that the territories seized in the 1967 were our occupied territories.
Not everyone in the world admits
the world,
that it's illegally occupied.
Israel is a legitimate state because it was never authorized
the
by
land,
the UN.
The land in case, is in dispute.
The whole world says that Palestine is being illegally occupied. And under so there is
the whole world does not say that
there.
Palestine
now,
is being illegally
of the
occupied.
Casualties,
yes, they are.
Actually, closer to 95% are being inflicted by the Israelis on the Palestinians. Come on, just let me talk, Lee. Maybe you should cut his mic for a moment.
If that's the case, Kevin Barrett, why is Israel
Israel
footing the bill? Footing the bill to try and set up a Palestinian
state. 5% of the casualties are being inflicted by the Palestinians.
Well, Lee Kaplan, when you talk about the entire world, aren't we talking about organizations?
I would think you're talking about organizations
such as the United Nations, such as the International Court of Justice. Are they wrong also?
Let's address that. Yes, because the United Nations, for example, has cited supposedly the United Nations is against Israel. Well, the United Nations is 55% Arab dictatorships. It's a kangaroo court. The International Court of Justice is a kangaroo court also. It has Red China. It has
dictatorships
for judges.
The United Nations is 55% Arab dictatorships? How many countries are there in
the
world,
Lee?
And how many Arab countries are there? You better go back and learn math. 55%.
There are 22 Arab states and 250 million Arabs.
You're just making stuff up. Everything you're saying today is just invented out of whole cloth. I don't know whether you're scripting it for you or whether you're just smoking something and making it up.
I don't know, Kevin. You said I'm a Mossad agent, so who's making stuff up?
You just said 55% of the United Nations is made up of Arab countries.
Well, let's
say
55% of the United Nations are made up of dictatorships, including the Arab states.
You're not doing your job very well.
Okay, let's talk about the political side of this whole thing. Let's talk about the political side of this whole thing, because this becomes character. There's a character assassination going on here, of which I'm sure both guests at this point would like to open the discussion politically. We have a new U.S. Secretary of State, Lee Kaplan. He's made a couple visits, based on my last recollection, to the occupied territories. What has come of his visits? Has there been any type of resolve? What are we looking at in terms of one-state solution, two-state solution? What is going on, and what type of time frame are we looking at to see any movement forward?
The Palestinians have refused to negotiate, to come to the negotiating table. They've set preconditions to no negotiations. In other words, there's never been a case in history where somebody sets preconditions for negotiations. There's no point to negotiate. And the fact is that the Palestinian Authority and Mahmoud Abbas, it is well documented in the world press, has stated that all of Israel will become part of Palestine. They have Arafat's phased plan to take over all of Israel. They use the right of return as a catch-22 to make sure that there'll be no.
Okay, unfortunately, I got to jump in here to get the last 30 seconds to Dr. Barrett. I do apologize. Dr. Barrett, your closing statements, please.
Well, the situation is absolutely clear. The Israelis are not interested in even an unjust peace. The unjust peace that everyone wants would be going back to the 1967 borders. But the Israelis won't do that. And they haven't been willing to follow through on the Camp David agreements, which posited returning to the 67 borders. They're filling these occupied territories with settlements. There are 500,000 Israeli settlers in those territories wreaking havoc, committing massive terrorism. As I said, 95% of the casualties
are
Israeli terrorists.
Okay, I'm sorry, I got to jump in here.
We're
fresh out of time. Let me thank our
guests.
Investigative journalist
Lee
Kaplan.
And I don't think that the situation is
going to
change.
Also, founding member of the Muslim-Jewish-Christian Alliance, Dr. Kevin Barrett, thank you. And thank you, viewer, for watching another edition of The Debate. From Mikava Tafoy and the entire team in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye.